we're going to open up with the first song from him, and then we'll chat for a little bit. Here now is Alex Weibel. Alex, that's great. Is that your own composition? Or
no, that's actually a Led Zeppelin song called Bron Ra.
Okay, yeah. I don't know my deep Led Zeppelin catalog. Now, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be the guy that knows Led Zeppelin. Do you know what album that's on?
Yeah, I believe that's off of the Physical Graffiti album.
I should know. I should know better than that.
Yeah.
That guitar has remarkable tone, and it's the player as much as it is the guitar. How long have you played?
Well, I started playing guitar around 2008. I got my first guitar Christmas Day, and at that point, I was down the rabbit hole, and I've been playing for 10 years now.
Was that an acoustic guitar?
No, that was an Epiphone Les Paul.
You remember that, and you must... So you were, eight, I guess, when that came in,
eight.
And were you expecting or hoping?
No, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Like, wow. Do your parents play at all, or anybody else
in
your family?
Yeah, well... I come from a pretty long line of musicians. My mom doesn't really play that much, but her mom was a music therapist. She played piano. And on my dad's side, everyone is a musician, you know. My grandfather was an audiophile, and he still is, you know. He collects radios and speakers and stuff like that. And my dad plays trombone, guitar, and bass. And my uncle plays trombone and bass, and my cousin plays trombone. And my sister plays trombone and piano. And I play saxophone and guitar. So
Thanksgiving at your house is going to be pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Do you all play together?
Not as much now. We're all pretty busy, you know. My sister goes to college now, and, you know, and my cousin lives out in Peters Township. So we don't get to play that much anymore, but we used to play all the time, you know.
Yeah, it's... I'm thinking about your grandpa, the audiophile, and all those things. When did you make the switch to acoustic?
I would probably say a year or two after that.
Do you still play electric?
Oh,
from time
absolutely,
to time
all
too?
The time. You know, it's my main thing, actually. So.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're sharing some acoustic work with us too. So, how did you learn to play?
Well, actually, before I got that Christmas gift on. In 2008, I had like a toy guitar. It was just this little Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they still make them. They're just these little toy things.
They're like half size.
Yeah,
or quarter
yeah.
size. Yeah.
And I played it, but I wasn't really that interested in it. So, So, you know, I had that, and then once I got the Les Paul, it was like, all right, well, forget it. Like, I need to keep playing. And I got a teacher, and his name is Ian Arthurs. And he, I mean, he taught me everything I know. You know, I can't tell you how much I'm in debt to him, because he just, you know, I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for him.
And it, the reason I asked you is I think a lot of people wonder, how do I do this?
Yeah,
I would like to do this too. And I mean, you can do some fairly competent things pretty quickly if you have somebody showing you the rudiments and the right steps.
Right, yeah.
What was hard? Do you recall what was the hardest thing to kind of grasp to get you at least to the point from knowing nothing to at least being able to pluck out a few songs?
Well, I'd say the hardest part really came whenever I was trying to learn how to be more of a musician. You know, I knew how to play chords and could play songs really easily. You know, I listened to a lot of the Beatles and a lot of those guys, and their songs are built on really simple concepts. But I would say doing kind of the rougher edges, like learning how to solo and learning how to really listen and serve the song, that was one of the most difficult things I'd ever had to do. I'm still not excellent at it.
Well, you've got a lot of time ahead of you. How did you approach learning that? It seems to me like it would just take lots of experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of ear training, a lot of listening, a lot of playing things back, a lot of trial and error. A lot of nights where I would just sit on my computer and just listen to it and try to copy my favorite players. After a while, it just got easier and easier, and then it just sort of became a regular cycle.
Who are some of your favorite players?
Well, the guy who I got started on, like really started listening to, was Eric Clapton, Cream. I mean, that's, you know, in terms of blues guitar, that's the standard at this point, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you mention Cream. Cream, I know well.
Oh, yeah. Many an hour has been spent in my house just listening to Crossroads and all that stuff. So
Yeah.
And then from there, I started checking out Howlin' Wolf, who's a blues singer. And to me, he's like the ultimate. Like, there's no one in that vein who's better at electric southern blues blues guitar and you know, jump blues or whatever than him. And then from there, I got into Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers Band. He was actually the reason why I brought a dobro, is because I heard Little Martha, and I was just so enamored by that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he also taught me, I learned how to play slide guitar just by listening to At Fillmore East and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. I like how you said he taught me, because that's really the way it is.
Yeah, you just sit in and you listen to it and you try to figure it out, and then you get somewhere with it.
Yeah, it comes down from musician to musician, person to person. Alex Weibel, you're a senior at Montour High School. Do you know what, let's see, it's January, almost February. I hate to sound like the typical adult, but people are wondering, do you know what you're going to do after high school?
Oh, totally, yeah. I actually have it all figured out. I'm going to Duquesne in the fall for music education.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a hard decision one. And Duquesne's a great program. I'm sure you've been down there to visit.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great place.
Their music technology program is really good, too. You must have a good music teacher at school, I would guess.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Montour, and I'm not meaning to bag on him, but we go through a lot of music directors. Like, I've had a lot of directors over my time, and you know, we were hit with a couple of issues here and there. So now the music program is a little bit battered, but it's actually coming up really well.
Would you like to see yourself in a high school setting?
Absolutely, yeah. That's, you know, that's the dream for me.
Yeah, you can really impact a lot of people. I can still. Yeah. Did you play in marching band?
Yeah, I was the drum major for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing that for 3 years in a row is pretty incredible. I was in the drum line for 3 years.
Oh, that's cool.
But I drum major was never in my sights. Did you do the baton and the throw?
No, not us. We used, you know, back in the 60s or 70s or 80s, they did that, but we haven't done that in a while.
So. Yeah, our drum major did that, and all of them were close friends. He only did it for 1 year, but our senior year, you know, I was closest to the folks, there were two actually that did it, but only the guy would throw the staff, and always like rooting for him, like because he would throw it really high. And if you mess up, you it's quite evident.
Yeah. Just a big stick in the air, and then you miss it and it hits the floor.
We would do like drumstick tricks, like passing, everyone passes a stick to the right, and then the person on the far right has to toss it up over all the drummers so the person that on the far left catches it. But that drop, you know, you just get another stick out of the bag and nobody really notices.
Yeah, we had something similar last year, actually. We had two tenor players, and the tenor players, they'd face each other, and then they'd hit their drum, and then they'd throw their stick at the other tenor player, and they'd catch it. And they always did it, like, perfectly. Like, it was awesome to watch them do this.
Yeah, it's a lot of
tricks.
It's
a
lot of fun. we're going to hear a couple more songs from Alex, and I'm so glad you're here. What do you want to do next?
Well, I'm going to have to retune my guitar for this one, but while I'm doing that, I'll tell you about this song.
Sure, and tuning's always encouraged.
Yeah, yeah. So, As I previously mentioned, I auditioned for Duquesne for music education on guitar.
I'm glad you mentioned that because it never occurred to me that you auditioned for music education.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
In addition to a conservatory style program. Of course you audition.
So, you know, they give you this big list of things you have to learn or things you have to be able to demonstrate in the audition. It's pretty easy stuff. It's like scales and chords and stuff I already knew. But one of the things you had to play was a solo jazz piece. And I had never done that before. So I'd spent all this time like stressing out about it, and I picked the jazz song There Will Never Be, or no, not There Will Never Be Another You, All the Things You Are. And I sat and I tried to learn it, and I just got so frustrated that I just walked away. I couldn't do it, you know. And then I just like couldn't stop thinking about this song, and then one day I remembered that one of my favorite musicals—I guess it's a musical—it's a movie from the '30s. One of my favorites of all time, *The Wizard of Oz*, has a really great song in it called "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." So I thought, why don't I do that for my Duquesne audition? And sure enough, within a week, I learned it, and that's what I'm going to play for you now: "Somewhere Over the Rainbow." Thank you.
That's beautiful. That must have when it came to you to use that song, that must have been really terrific. You seem really happy when you're playing. You seem happy, generally speaking, but I can tell you really like...
I like playing. It's, you know, if you're not having fun when you're playing, then you're not doing it right.
Yeah. What else do you like to do?
Well, not much else, honestly.
That's
fair. I like to play guitar. I like to listen to music. I like to knit.
Oh.
Which is weird, but whatever. I like doing it.
Actually, I think not that everything has to be connected, but I think some of the discipline and patterns in probably make you think of music a
little
bit.
Right, It's good. It's just like being able to kind of repeat, you know, keep repeating a pattern, and then after a while you have something, you know.
And I think too... I'll admit it. I play solitaire every now and then.
Yeah.
What I actually would call it would be alphabetizing things or sharpening pencils. Solitaire is another example.
Yeah,
knitting
to
some extent. We need to do things that are somewhat rote and because actually life has robbed us, or technology has robbed us of doing a lot of those things.
Yeah,
you don't have to really alphabetize anything anymore because
it's all done for you.
It's done for you. You don't really have to sharpen pencils anymore because you're not even using one. And
It gives you something to do, like still something you actually have to work at and complete, you know.
Yeah, and as you're doing that, that's when your brain suddenly recalls Over the Rainbow
as
the song to play. It looks like you're going to switch to dobro
next.
And I'll let you do that. Is there anything else, any other people you want to acknowledge before you change instruments?
Well, I mean, I'd like to say thank you to my family for always being there and helping me out. My dad was always the one who helped me play, and he was the one who got me my guitar, and same thing with my mom, you know. I'd like to thank them. I'd like to thank everyone at Montour who helped me and Tad and John for getting me on this and all that stuff. So other than that, not really.
Great. Well, I'll let you switch over and take all the time you need. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Guitarist and now dobro player Alex Weibel is playing. He's he will be graduating this year from Montour High School.
Yeah.
And Montour High School is a great school. If you haven't had a chance to visit... it is, I don't know, how would you, I want to say modern, but that doesn't do it just, it's a progressive school.
Yeah, it's very technology based. Sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. It's great because we have a lot of opportunities, especially at the new elementary school we built. If you're a listener, I do believe that they made a bit on the TRETC convention there, which is a convention for the technology at the school. Of course, when that technology breaks, it's kind of frustrating, but, you know, I think progressive is a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know? We have a movement here in the Pittsburgh area that you may be aware of called Remake Learning, and Alex, I know, knows it too, and folks like Todd Price and Justin Aglio and others at the school have really embraced.
Yeah. I mean, everyone up there is really trying to think about how they can improve it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Which is a good thing. I mean, times have really. There's this great film you can watch that says, you know, we modeled high schools after factories. Like you change shifts when the bell rings, and you learn en masse. Life isn't.
We got rid of the bells. The bells are they were supposed to be for you know to get you used to the bells in factories or whatever, right? We don't have bells anymore.
I didn't
it's just
know
going
that.
Leave. Yeah.
Anarchy, it's anarchy, I tell you.
It's madness.
This is going to be our last chance to talk. I really thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having me out here.
Yeah, it'd be lovely to have you come down again sometime.
Oh, I'd absolutely love it.
What are you, is there anything else you wanted to say that I may have missed? What are you going to play on Dover?
Well, we mentioned Dwayne Allman, and I told you how he was the reason why I bought dobro. This song was the first song I'd ever played on this instrument, and I played this song, and I looked at this instrument, and I said, this is something I need. So this is called Little Martha. So
So
here we go.
Excellent. You'll recognize this. If you don't by name, I think you'll recognize the song.
It's a big one, so here we go. Thank you.